It's Tuesday, August 6th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
The NRA spent $1.6 million lobbying against background check expansion laws in the months leading up to the nation's latest mass shootings. Meanwhile, China confirms it will be suspending agricultural product purchases in response to President Trump's new tariffs. And lastly, AOC calls out Mitch McConnell after a picture surfaces of young men in Team Mitch shirts groping and choking a cardboard cutout of her.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
CNBC reports that the NRA spent over $1.6 million lobbying against stricter background checks in the months leading up to the latest mass shootings. Wow, that's a lot of money. How much do you think the NRA would pay for a marginal comedian to be their spokesperson? I can do it. You know, it's good therapy for when you lose your kid in a mass shooting? Getting a gun, going to the shooting range. Have you tried that? One of the dozens of bills targeted by the NRA is H.R. 8, a bipartisan proposal that passed the Democratic-controlled House in February, but has yet to be taken up by the Republican-controlled Senate. CNBC found that lobbyists also wanted changes to the Background Check Expansion Act. Man, they're very, what have you done for me lately? Calls for tougher background checks have increased again in the wake of three mass shootings that left over 30 people dead. Chinese companies have halted purchases of U.S. agricultural products, marking the latest escalation in the trade war between the United States and China. A spokesperson for the Chinese Ministry of Commerce said Chinese companies have stopped purchasing U.S. agricultural products in response to President Trump's new 10% tariffs on Chinese goods. Bloomberg News reports that China, one of the largest buyers of U.S. agriculture, may cut off agricultural imports completely in response to the new tariffs. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce warned last week that tariffs will, quote, undermine an otherwise strong U.S. economy.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called out Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Monday night after a photo surfaced on social media showing a group of young men, quote, groping and choking a life-size cardboard cutout of the freshman congresswoman, all while wearing shirts that said, quote, Team Mitch. I'd honestly be more surprised if a group of young men wearing Team Mitch shirts were, like, working at a soup kitchen. Sharing the photo, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted at McConnell, writing, quote, Just wanted to clarify, are you paying for young men to practice groping and choking members of Congress with your payroll? Or is this just the standard culture of hashtag Team Mitch? The photo emerged Monday, just one day after Ocasio-Cortez publicly condemned McConnell in the wake of the El Paso and Dayton shootings for not calling on the Senate to vote on the H.R. 8 gun reform bill. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
From the new food economy, those fuzzy brown bowls served at Chipotle and Sweetgreen restaurants that are supposed to be compostable actually contain something called, quote, forever chemicals that have been linked to cancer. The Hill reports that House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler will decide whether or not to move forward with articles of impeachment against President Trump by late fall of this year. Politico is reporting that a leading climate scientist is quitting the Agriculture Department after two decades because of the Trump administration's efforts to bury his study showing how rice loses nutrients due to the rising carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And the Dallas Morning News reports that President Donald Trump, who plans to visit El Paso this week, still owes the city more than $500,000 in expenses related to a rally of his in February.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon for our live show, or later, wherever your podcasts are found.